Right now on Travel with Rick Steves, Emeka Alams is telling us how his road trip into the villages of the Ivory Coast deepened his appreciation for his family's heritage. He designs contemporary African-inspired clothing at Gold Coast Trading Company, and his website is before1444.com. Most of us, all we know about Africa is media images, and that's going to be war and turmoil and desperate people.
Yeah.
When you go there, is that the image you see, or how were you impressed on your first trip compared to your preconditions that were shaped by you being a creature of the media here in the United States?
Well, I'll say that in my time in Africa, I've experienced everything from war to hunger to extreme poverty. But that truth is such a minute part of what Africa is and something that you don't experience on a day-to-day basis. Now, true, I've experienced that, but I've also lived there for quite a few times and just have the unfortunate timing of being there when they had certain political issues. But other than that, the image of Africa that's fed in the media is pretty much the contrary to what you would go and see there. In
fact, have you ever heard gunshots or been shot at?
In the war, yes. It was constant orchestra of gunshots day and night. There was one time I had to go and get food because we had run out. There was myself and 9 other people living in a compound. And after a few weeks of being kind of trapped in our house, we had to go get food. And when I went out there to get the food, we were shot at initially. We came back in, waited until things calmed down, and then made our way out there to get the food.
Why would somebody want to shoot you?
I don't know. I thought I was a pretty nice guy, but, you know, during conflicts like that, anything kind of goes.
Talk about some of the fun tourist things you can do. How are the beaches there? You know, I can just imagine you body surfing on the beaches somewhere.
The beaches are amazing. There's one particular spot that I used to go to all the time called Bassam or Grand Bassam. It's about an hour outside of the capital of Abidjan.
So Abidjan being the capital of Ivory Coast?
Yes.
All right. Is it a touristy beach? Are there people like fishing on the beach?
Yeah, there's fishermen on the beach. In fact, where I go particularly is owned by a Swiss and a French couple. So you get all sorts of people that come there and spend weeks and actually months just kind of vacationing around Ivory Coast and Ghana and enjoying the beaches, enjoying the national parks, enjoying the wildlife. It's really full of things to do.
So tell us about your business. From all your travels, you're back here in Seattle, and you're designing clothes. How's business? What are you trying to bring to the United States with your African fashion?
I'm really just trying to bring some sort of, I guess, narrative of my own personal story and experiences in Africa. I'm not trying to tell any absolute truths about what I feel Africa is, what other people may feel Africa is. I'm just trying to bring something personal to fashion, to a business that in general is very impersonal and very sterile.
Emeka Alams, Gold Coast Trading, before1444.com. Thank you so much for giving us a little insight into Western Africa, and good luck with your work.
Thank you so much, Rick.